This is Deacon Mike, and welcome to our examination of the readings for the first Sunday of Advent, Cycle C. Our first reading comes from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. At this time, if you are able, I invite you to open your Bible to the prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament, chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. When you are ready, continue with this talk. This passage from Jeremiah is a small part of what scripture scholars label in the book of Jeremiah, Oracles in the Last Years of Jerusalem. Jeremiah is considered one of the three great prophets, along with Isaiah and Ezekiel, and refers in the biblical sense to the amount of writings we have uncovered from them. Isaiah is writing to a nation in crisis. It is the time of the Babylonian captivity. And in this passage, Jeremiah is reassuring the people that a new covenant will be fulfilled, which was in the person of Jesus Christ. Those in exile read and meditated on Jeremiah's words, and their faith was restored. This desolated land will soon be restored to its former glory, not only because they cried out, but because it was part of God's divine plan for salvation. To call out to the Lord with his name is an acknowledgement that God alone can accomplish what we cannot. And so we humble ourselves before him, asking for mercy, forgiveness, and love. During the Babylonian exile, Jeremiah stayed in the ruined city of Jerusalem. But later he was forced to flee to Egypt, where he was murdered by his own countrymen, who were hoping to stop his influence. Ironically, his influence only grew stronger and more widespread after his death. Our New Testament reading comes from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. At this time, I invite you to find the passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, and read to chapter 4, verse 2. This passage comes from what scholars have determined to be the oldest letter found written by Paul, and possibly the oldest book in the New Testament, written sometime between the late 50s, early 51 AD. Thessalonica, located in northern Greece, was the largest city in the province of Macedonia. It was a trade center to the Aegean Sea and was a religious mixture of paganism, idolatry, and had at least one Jewish colony. Paul, his protege Timothy, and the disciple Silvanus found this colony in the year 50 AD, but after several weeks were forced to flee from the city by certain powerful, influential Jews. Hearing from his protege Timothy of the community doing good things, but also of the rising paganistic influence, and knowing of the increase in persecution against the followers of Jesus, Paul wrote this epistle or letter to reinforce his teachings on the second coming, encouraging those recent converts to live a life filled with faith, hope, and love. The key to understanding this letter can be found in verse 12. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another, and to all, as we do to you. Our love will continue to grow, and we are to always look for opportunities to express this love. The reading of the gospel today is from Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 28 and 34 through 36. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who live on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. We may find it ironic that on this first Sunday of Advent, today's Gospel comes from the last teaching of Jesus to his apostles and followers before the events of Holy Week. In each cycle of the liturgical year, A, B, and C, the reading for the beginning of the new church year comes from the end of the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. This reading is meant as a preview of the theme that we will read and reflect upon in the coming liturgical year. Knowing what was about to happen, but wishing to strengthen his followers and being faithful at all times and in all situations, as we read in verse 25, Jesus used images from the prophecies of the Old Testament, disturbances of the sun, the moon, the stars, as signs that God will destroy the pagan kingdoms of the world in order to establish a new heavenly kingdom. The promise made to the people almost 2,000 years earlier was about to be fulfilled. Mention is made of the roaring seas, an image very powerful to the people of that time, of foreign powers attacking their homeland as punishment for the unfaithfulness of the people. But in verse 27, hope is offered. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. This title for Jesus in the passage, the Son of Man, is found more often in the Gospels than any other title when referring to Jesus. While having the appearance of a mere human, he is something more. He is the one enthroned in heaven, who will conquer evil and extend his kingship over creation through the ministry of the church. This is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the Word.